Any person who is right with God, who is moving in a true direction, is being led by God, regardless of any time, would have a heart that loves to go to a specific place of worship to meet with God and his people. It's just how it is. Notice the superscription of this psalm, Psalm 84. It says, for the choir director on the giddith. Now, giddith was a stringed instrument that could beautifully accompany this song. So not only was this song to be taught, but it was also to be sung. We notice that this is a psalm of the sons of Korah. And according to 1 Chronicles 26, many of the Korahites were given ministry responsibilities to the house of the Lord. We recall that Korah was a Levite who originally led an uprising against Moses. As a result, God executed him and his family. It's evident from this, some of the sons were spared, and now some 400 years later, many from this family were dedicated to God and serving in his temple. It's a great lesson to be learned from this superscription. God's grace is operative for any who serve him in some ministry capacity and is not contingent upon a checkered past. These sons of Korah saw the importance of corporate worship, and what they communicate in this psalm is this. The blessed man or woman will be one who trusts in God and has a heart that regularly longs and yearns for that corporate worship in a true place of worship. Corporate worship in this dispensation doesn't take place in a tabernacle or temple. It takes place in the church. And one will be greatly blessed by God when they consider that local church to be a very important gathering place on this face of the earth. And one who has true eyes of understanding is going to realize how sacred a place the church truly is. When we come to this psalm, there's some reasons why one will be blessed if one has a passion to go to church. One will be blessed by God that loves corporate worship because God views the place of worship as his lovely property. Look at verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Notice that name used in this verse for God, Lord of hosts. It's a name that means God is totally and completely sovereign over everything in heaven and on earth. This sovereign God views places of worship as his dwelling places. And when Jesus was here on the earth, he said that when two or three are gathered in his name, his very presence is there. Matthew 18. That's a staggering thing to think about. God views his people who are gathered in some place of worship as his lovely dwelling place. Notice that dwelling place is plural. Certainly would lend itself to covering the temple, synagogues, and could even include the churches. One who would be blessed by God loves corporate worship because the body, soul, and heart can joyously sing to the living God. Look at verse 2. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. People are in tune with God. They long to go to corporate worship. One of the best things one depressed can do is to go to the true place of worship. That living God is there. And notice the soul of one right with God longs to go to corporate gatherings. It's a person has to constantly be begged or coerced to go to worship. There's something wrong. One of the things that's involved in corporate worship is singing. It's a great blessing to go to church and sing to the Lord. And one who is blessed by God loves corporate worship because one finds a home and a family. Look at verse 3. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. What's described here is something that actually happens. Birds fly into the tabernacle temple and build their nests and lay eggs and give birth to their babies. That was the sanctuary for them. The point of this is not to give us worship data about birds, although there is a beauty to watching that. The place of worship was to be a place where children may be raised and taught. God expects the children to go to the same place as the parents and be gathered for worship. One who's blessed by God loves to dwell in the place of corporate worship and praise God. Look at verse 4. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. People blessed of God abide and dwell in their place of worship, and they have an attitude of always praising God. They love to serve God and maintain close fellowship with God, and they are praise to God, Selah, is to stop and think about that. One of the things that you see is in your private devotions that God desires to have a personal relationship with you, close fellowship with you. One who will be blessed by God loves corporate worship because there they find strength. Look at verse 5. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. Strength comes from God and from knowing which highways to take in life. One's heart will be strengthened when one goes to worship so that he will know which highways lead him to God. And strength comes from God. A famous prayer called the Lord's Prayer actually prays to God to not lead a person into temptation, but deliver them from evil. And the obvious point is that God is the one who can keep out us away from temptation that would lead us into evil. God is the one with the power and the strength. And then one who will be blessed by God loves corporate worship because he will be refreshed. Look at verse 6. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. The valley of Baca, perhaps known as the valley of weeping, was apparently some place that was known as a waterless place. Now, some have stated that they do not think there's a real valley or place, but I don't know about that. The point is, some place where one feels dry and stagnant is turned into a place of refreshment. When you feel dry and parched in your life, you will find refreshment from your place of worship. You'll be strengthened and refreshed by God when you go to corporate worship. So many people miss that key point. They get depressed and they sit at home. That will not bring a person out of depression. If you want to be refreshed, get to church, sing those songs of praise, and hear the word and fellowship with the people. It'll be refreshing to you. And then one who will be blessed by God loves corporate worship because he will get stronger and stronger. Look at verse 7. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Notice what's said in that verse. Everyone who goes to corporate worship appears before God. In other words, God sees every person who is involved in that. And he gives them strength. It's a beautiful thing to sing and see and respond to. One who will be blessed by God loves corporate worship because this is where God does listen to the prayers of his people. Look at verse 8. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. The obvious application here is that God is ready to hear and answer prayers of one who is regularly involved in that corporate worship. And 2 points are brought out here. He's the Lord of hosts, which means he's sovereign in control of everything on earth and in heaven, and he's the God of Israel. And gathering together for worship, to praise, to pray, to minister, and then to hear the word of God. God literally stands ready to answer the prayers of his people when they corporately gather to worship him. And Selah says, stop and think about that. And then look at verse 9. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. This literally will happen when Jesus returns and literally and physically be in the Jerusalem temple. At that time, God's people will literally be able to see the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one does see the Lord, he'll realize that God was the one who was our shield and our protection. There's a tremendous security in that. There's a beauty to the eternal shield of Jesus Christ. And then one who will be blessed by God loves corporate worship because corporate worship is more valuable than any other place we go in our life. Look at verse 10. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Corporate worship is 1,000 times better than anywhere else we go. We go to corporate worship, we leave that the world behind. No matter what's going on in one's life, the most valuable time we spend is that time that we spend in worship. And he says 1,000 times more. That's a pretty good mathematical test there. Then one who is blessed by God loves corporate worship because of what God gives to that person. Look at verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. God will give his guidance. He'll give him light. He'll give his guidance. He's the shield of protection. He'll give his grace. He'll grant an abundance of grace to this sinful people. He'll give his glory. He grant his people the ability to reflect his glory. and he'll give his good. God will give all kinds of good things to those who regularly worship. It's just a whole package there. And then lastly, verse 12. One who will be blessed by God loves corporate worship because he learns to trust God. Look at verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who puts his trust in you. Faith and trust come by hearing the word of God. And when one goes to that true place of worship, one will hear the word of God. When that happens, your faith will be strengthened. Let's look to God in this way. That is Psalm 84.